and started in like 76, and but yes, sort of like changed the entire sound basically, because prog used to be more like inspired by psych rock and the sounds of the time basically. And when Close to the Edge came out, it just sounded different basically. It just went in a totally new direction that other bands just weren't doing basically. And it just was something new basically.
Is it kind of like the symphonic element that draws you in? It's like
Basically, well, I'm well, it's also like the sort of memories that I have with it, because I used to hear this music when I was like very like man. I'm sorry. I was very
Take your time, don't worry.
depressed, and I remember one day that I just left school basically, and I just walked like into a forest with that album in my headphones, and like for once, I just felt good basically. And that's something that I can't really get with most music. And that's what I liked. It's that I just felt good for once.
Beautiful. I honestly, like, again, you've probably worn the grooves down on, like, the more metaphorically speaking, on that record. Whereas I'm pretty much a novice to it, but I can understand it's got such an uplifting quality to it, like, especially in the
Precisely,
vocal
yes.
performances. Yeah, no, that is an incredible choice. And I've had similar experiences too, like with Cocteau Twins' is Treasure. That was like a big one for me in high school. Like, I'd put that on when I'm having like a horrible day and everything would just seem brighter to me. And like, I'm drawn to a lot of like darker art, as I believe you are too. Like,
Oh, same, yes.
I've seen you love Death Grips, and same, honestly. But there's such an importance to music that can like lift you from like the doldrums and kind of like propel you into a state of like ecstasy, a state of like euphoria. And it's not really talked about, I don't think. Like, I think there's a bit of stigma on music that kind of makes you happy. And true, like, the idea that true art should be miserable, or true art should be like come from a place of like intense negative emotions. And I mean, yeah, it can, but I think we shouldn't disregard music that comes from the opposite.
Precisely, yes. Yes, that's precisely what I'm thinking, basically. And well, I do think that like uplifting music can come from dark art sometimes. I'm thinking of like the band Tool
Oh,
and
of
stuff.
course.
And it's like it's pretty dark, but it just feels uplifting somehow. And I just like that basically, because I feel like it speaks to me, but doesn't like push me down. It recognizes how I'm feeling and tries to lift me up. And I think that's something that we need to.
Yeah, like, it's almost like a catharsis to me. Like, when you mention
Oh,
stuff
yeah.
like that, like, The Downward Spiral is still one of my all-time favorite concept albums, and for that very reason. Like, it tells a very harrowing, almost not harrowing, like, self-destructive story, but it kind of like propels you into like this euphoria. Like, what? Because, like, at the end of it, like, the album kind of ends on a bang that quickly deteriorates into a whimper. But throughout the record, like, there's this building anger, this building like chaos, and I don't know, it kind of flows into you. And I think I feel similar. Like, I'd say my favorite Tool album is probably Anima, and I do like Letter Alice a lot. Like, I take it, like, I mean, I take it you're a fan of like maybe some of the more proggier efforts too. Would you say your favorite of theirs is, like, if that could be a third?
I think my favorite is an Undertow, basically. It's
Oh
their
wow.
first one.
Yeah, I like that
Yeah.
one too.
Yeah,
I can definitely see. Sorry, I don't want to interrupt, but like,
Oh yeah. It's well, I think that it's mostly like in the vocal performances. It feels like angry at the same things that I'm mad at, basically. It just speaks for me somehow, and I just sometimes just need that. I just need that to, well, like you said, it's cathartic, basically.
yeah, like that album has some pretty like that album has some pretty like horror, like, it's based on some pretty like horrifying real world events. Like, I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but you know the song I'm referring to, Prison. I'll just say Prison. Yeah, like that
Yeah,
one,
that one.
it's that, no, that one, like, it's cryptic enough that you can like infer whatever you want onto the title, onto the lyrics. But if you dig deeper at like the origins behind it, like, you can feel his anger, you can feel his regret almost, and like and almost like, you know, infuse yourself into it. Like, I don't know, great album. Like, I haven't listened to it in a while. Truth be told, I haven't really had Tool on my in my heavy rotation for quite some time, but kind of making me want to go back to some of those old records.
Nice.
Yeah. And do you have like a third, like, classic prog?
Yes. So, okay. So basically, I'm hesitating, but I'm gonna go with one of my favorite bands. It's Starkers by ELP.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, okay, the reason that I love that one is because I've been a fan of JRPGs for all my life, and just since that band like inspired so many Japanese composers, it just felt like my sound. And to this day, like I still well, Keith Emerson is one of my favorite composers, basically. And he inspired like my favorite one, which is Keiko Kumagai from the band Ars Nova.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but to get back to Antarctus, it sort of like helped me get into like longer songs, basically, because the title track is like 20 minutes, and I remember that at the time it felt like impossible to get through. It just felt like this sort of mastodon of music, but it became like a challenge. And I challenged myself to sit through it. And when I did, I started to understand what I could get out of long music, which is like this sort of daydreaming quality, basically. It just Long songs just sort of transport you in a way that shorter songs don't to me, because
I can understand that.
they give themselves like the time that they need to truly say what they want to say.
No,
And
I
yeah.
completely, and they also feel kind of like deliberate too. Like one of my favorite, I don't mean to, I know I've mentioned them before. You're like, I'll get to them, I'll get to them. But like those first, the, I mean, those, that trilogy of like Damo Suzuki albums from Can, like
Yes.
they are filled with these extreme like compositions, like Hallelujah, Hallelujah is like 18 minutes, Bel-Air is like 20 minutes. Egebamyasi, like the songs on that record are more conventional, like lengthwise, maybe not like instrumentation wise. But I think the appeal there is everything feels so deliberate. But then sometimes I issue with like prog of that era. It can almost feel like clinical in certain senses. And I've kind of been moving
Sometimes,
past
yes.
that. But with Can too, and like with that, with the krautrock scene, there's, you can't really tell what scenes are, what songs are done intentionally, or what parts of each song is done intentionally versus what is improvised, or what, like it's kind of this very compelling fusion to me. And I think like that's something that longer songs, like you, like longer songs, you can almost like kind of get lost in. It's like what is intentional and what isn't. And
Oh, yeah.
look, like I could talk to you for hours about this stuff. I don't have much time left on the meeting, so I'd like to ask, like, can you plug like future project ideas, your social media?
Yes, so my name is Yupsilon Benova. That's my name like everywhere. My duo is Ionocosm. It's Ionocosm. KOSM, that's the name. And we're gonna start like releasing pretty soon. We are currently like making an album. Well, we call it an industrial one, but it's not really like that genre. It's mostly like what we do best, and it's inspired by prog and noise and EBM mostly. And we are trying, well, to we are trying new things basically, that we don't usually do. And I believe it's gonna sound like pretty unique somehow.
I'm definitely gonna look forward to that. Like, do you know where we'd be able to find it, like when it's complete? And again, I'm not rushing you. I'm just really excited.
We're gonna put it on our YouTube, and we wanna try to put it on like on Spotify and all that basically.
Awesome. I'm happy to hear. And one last like kind of fun question I have for you is like, let's say you could compose for like any video game, any like JRPG strategy game, because I know like those are some of your favorites. Like it does it, and it, and maybe it could have been released like 20 years ago. Who knows? Like, is there a one game in particular that you would want to compose for?
That's a good question. I
Know it's like asking you to name your like favorite child or favorite sibling, but
I'm gonna say like oh damn, okay. I'm gonna say the game Live Alive, basically. It's a
oh, that one's great. Yeah.
I played the original game, and it just felt so unique, like in every way, because there's like chapters from prehistory to the far future, and I think that would be like very creative to work on, to try to see all these eras of music and try to compose for them. That just sounds fun, basically.
Amazing. All right, I'm really running out of time. I'd love to speak
Okay.
more in the future, but this has been William Hofsink at 90.1 CJSF with Upsilon Nova. I love speaking with you. Have a wonderful day, my friend.
You too.
Take care. Hi, this is William Hofsink for CJSN.
You won't mean to, but you're going to. It's not your fault that our pussies leave the blows. A heavy, but they cut through.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Hey, welcome back to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm Jesse. You just heard Heavy Blow by Deborah Jean Creelman from her record Ego Death. And before that, you heard William's interview with Upsilon Nova. Thanks to the two of them for getting together and recording that conversation. Up next, is going to be Democracy Now! In about 10 minutes, as usual. But first, we have the return of the What Did Jesse Find in the Archives segment. That's right, spent yesterday down at our remote downtown location, which includes our extended CD archive. And I pulled out this CD from, it's marked August 4th, 96. So, pretty close to, is that 40 years ago? Almost. Seems impossible. 30-something, anyway. By the band Sully, a self-titled release, which is the jewel case, just includes a piece of printer paper cut in half with a track listing written on it and a P.O. box in Toronto, Ontario. Always great to find a hidden Canadian gem. Sully do have a Wikipedia page. It is pretty sparse. Formed in Ottawa in 1994. Signed to Network Records before flaming out there and getting dropped and then going on and doing their own thing. This record, Sully, self-titled, is some cool, heavy but a little sweet shoegaze stuff. Very 90s. And I like it a lot. So we are going to hear the fourth track from Sully called Ethel. And I'll check back in right after it's over. But for now, enjoy Sully from the CJSF archives.
Thank you. Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIST.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
This is Bird Note. A year ago, several wildfires broke out on the island of Maui in Hawaii, killing over 100 people. One of those fires was near the Maui Bird Conservation Center, which houses around 90 birds that are either critically endangered or even extinct in the wild. Jennifer Pribble, the center's wildlife care supervisor, lives on site and was woken up by a large branch falling on her roof around 3 a.m.
I went outside and the sky was orange. I didn't really know what was going on because you don't wake up anticipating the forest to be on fire.
Jennifer monitored the fire until later in the morning, when the wind changed and the flames started burning toward the bird center. But firefighters wouldn't arrive for another 40 minutes.
There wasn't time to be scared. It was just like, this is happening. I have to take care of it. So I grab our fire extinguishers and our garden hoses and just go out and do what I could until the fire crews could get up to us.
Security footage from the center showed how Jennifer and a neighbor rushed to keep the fire at bay. The firefighters arrived and ensured the fire was fully contained. And as for the birds,
we didn't really see lots of stress behaviors from these birds. The air was relatively